As we start this third week, there's more concentration on Easter. This is all about baptism, obviously. And so we have this account here of Elijah the prophet saying, send that man to me. Let him know there's a prophet in Israel. I used to think about that a lot when we were going through all that pedophilia stuff and all the rest. And I was thinking, why can't we just stand there and say, send these people to me, I'll pray with them, and God will heal them. Because that's what this is all about, is healing. Now this is obviously the beginning of the preparation for baptism. The catechumens are hearing this. You know how this went, and maybe you don't, in the early liturgy at Rome. They would go to a church, which was called the Statio, and they met there, and they had the readings there. And then they went into procession to another church, and they had the Eucharistic liturgy. So going from place to place, sometimes they had, if the weather was good, they had the first part of the liturgy outside in a square. Why? Well, you know, it's so that the non-Christians could hear it, like this one, or when we have Susanna and the Church of St. Susanna, which is over there by the Via Nomentana. And what was that for? And why was the liturgy celebrated the first outside? Because that was one of the centers of prostitution in Rome. And the church wanted all the prostitutes to hear and take courage and come to the Lord. And so that story of Susanna's chastity is told there to win them over. So this one here is for the catechumens. It's not just water anymore. God is going to use it to give you divine life. And that challenges us too, doesn't it? How seriously do we really take the sacraments? They're all material things. Bread and wine, water, oil, hands laid on. Do we really think that that mediates divine grace? Or is it a ceremony we go through? And if we do, are we alert spiritually, like when we're at liturgy here? What are we doing? It's a great thing to have daily liturgy, but it's also a dangerous thing because we get used to it, you know? Now, the Lord would rather have us get used to it and continue to feed us than to walk away. But the best is to be in awe every day of what the Lord has planned for us. From all eternity, he knew that today, here in this chapel, you would hear these words, and then you would receive his body and blood. He knew that. And that was part of his love, you see, to give us that gift. And so now we're starting to move toward Easter, right? This is obviously an instruction for the catechumens about baptism, because we're moving closer to Easter Vigil, baptism, and all the rest. Well, what do we do? We're baptized already. Well, get ready really to renew your vows. Do you renounce Satan and all his pomps and all his works? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you know, do you really? Can't we all go deeper in that? Can you imagine if there were like a saint in our midst? Oh, let's take Benedict Joseph Labre. He was a bum all his life. He was a tramp because God told him to be that. And he walked all over the place. He'd been in the monastery for a while over there at Sipfo. And then he just walked around and looked like an outcast. Well, he's canonized. You see, we don't know who we pass on the streets, do we? So let's begin to pray now for all those who are going to be baptized on the Easter Saturday night. And be in marvel. People gather around. They say some words that the Lord taught us. The bishop pours water over them. And they have divine life. There's no proportion, is there? Which is the whole purpose of this first reading. There's no proportion between being cured of leprosy and washing in the Jordan, is there? No. That's the whole point.